And here we go, Fork Sports Highway, March 21st, 2024. Oh, man, there's basketball on all over the place. How can we – I don't even know where to start. So March Madness, NBA playoff picture heats up. Dang Dang, Four Winds superstar is up for Mr. Basketball. Major League Baseball opening day is right around the corner. UND hockey and Omaha playing tomorrow in the playoffs. What, Frozen Faceoff? Is that where we're at? Down in the city, St. Paul, yes. XL? Katie?
In front of McGovern's.
You've been there a few times.
Yes.
And, of course, the legend Bill Deutsch in the house.
Hey.
He got me a little whacked out last night hanging out with him, drinking that green beer. Bad influence, Bill.
That was the only green beer I had this year.
Yeah, well, I felt it. And, of course, the delightful Raven Carlson is back. She wasn't here last week.
We were still kind of sick.
I don't know. And then, you know, special guest over here, though. This one, Katie, the biggest Zion Williamson fan on the planet.
Oh,
Stouse.
Yeah. Love them.
So,
I'm here. Yeah. I just haven't left yet. Yet.
Yeah, you might not get to. We could tie you there if we have
probably.
To.
Probably.
Are we getting a tennis preview?
Well, you know, I just want to hear more about her. I want to hear more about her Zion fixation.
No. Oh, geez.
Name one basketball player. Oh, yeah, Zion, that's right.
Oh, yeah. What's he famous
for? I couldn't even think of his name, but whatever.
My dad loves him. You know, your dad was he on Pornhub?
Did.
I love that movie, Zion, like the Disney Channel movie. I don't know, you might.
Yeah. Oh, you're.
I don't recall. I haven't had cable forever.
I love it. I could say any movie on the face of this planet. Dale will be like, oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, but Paul knows him. Paul knows them all, too.
Paul's just as knowledgeable.
Jeez, it's a sports show.
I heard somebody talking about Dune 2 the other day.
I haven't seen the first one.
Oh, Dune.
Dude, too. All right, well, I don't know. March Madness is today. The play-in games last night, and then the actual stuff started today, and I did listen to the Duquesne game against BYU, so that was an upset. Kind of was hard to listen to on the radio. I was trying to just get some actual sports facts and not have to listen to a basketball game, but I did.
Well, I know Montana State played Grambling last night.
Oh, to get in.
Well, they were the first, the first games or whatever they call it. You know, there's like four different games and four people come out of that. So they start at 68 teams and there's really only 64. So Montana State lost in overtime to Grambling.
Oh.
So now the winner gets to play the number one seed.
Oh, so a 16 versus a 1.
Right.
No. Nice. Yeah, Grambling gets to be a 16 seed.
Yeah, and the guy didn't even know what town he was going to, the coach.
Huh.
He had no clue where he said, we're going to go back to the motel, and we're going to get something to eat, and we're going to go out to the airport, but I don't know where we're going.
Well, Grambling is a predominantly black school.
Yes.
In the South, I'm not sure where.
It's more of a football school than
Eddie Robinson, one of the greatest football coaches of all time, black coach, Eddie Robinson and Grambling, and isn't that where Doug Williams came out of?
Well, and I think Vince Lombardi was from there too, wasn't he? You would know.
Vince Lombardi from Grambling?
Yes.
That sounds like, you know, boy, I don't know, man. These girls, it's going to be lost on
Keith,
these girls.
Keith can prove it for me.
What's up, Keith?
But Keith Cummings in the house. Keith Cummings, did Vince Lombardi go to Grambling? I mean, that's a predominantly black school, and Vince Lombardi
was primarily black.
Yeah.
Just watch us get banned just because you said that, Bill.
Well, we
just
didn't
watch.
Get banned because of what you've been saying the last couple of weeks, so good job.
Yeah, because I'm not wrong and I'm a chick.
Oh, that's right. She can say things like that. We can't.
Yep.
Nope.
Sad.
I get it.
But oh well.
I get it. Okay. All right, but so there was those games today, and then the tournaments are all busting off. I haven't been – well, we all have brackets in front of us if you want to take a peek real quick. Like,
I got your brackets.
Dale does such a good job with that.
I didn't see any. Well, maybe
the men's and the women's brackets are there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I highlighted the first four winners that have transpired thus far.
He asked me if I was going to be more interested in the women's tournament or the men's tournament.
Women's.
And what was the answer to the question?
Both equally as well.
Nope.
Caitlin Clark is going to have her Raven fan base.
Well, Raven is the freaking Caitlin Clark president of the fan club, I think.
Oh, so she likes Caitlin Clark and she likes Zion?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we got. We got.
You're never going to live that down. I hope you are aware.
I had no idea of the stuff he does or did.
He's famous for it, dude.
I didn't know that. 4 years ago, he wasn't. Or, I don't know.
He can play a perfect game and he will still be known as that guy. Literally, he can be better than LeBron James. He will still be known for adultery.
I just remembered the name. Oh, what a name.
Zion, okay.
Did anyone do the bracket filling out predictions? Is that a thing for anyone?
I didn't. I didn't realize it until today when I was working. I thought, I usually do at least one. I used to do one of the Paul Floggin ones where I just said it was numbers. We didn't even pick teams. It was numbers. You had the winning and losing number of the game, and you won based on that. And the last time I played, I actually won like the semifinals, like $400 on that board. And ever since the KC's closed up, we don't have that access anymore.
Well, John said he was on a board.
Yeah.
Is this the board?
I'm sure John's probably still on the board. No,
he's on a board this weekend, and he said any game that I think his numbers were 8 and 5.
I remember him saying, didn't he say like there was like a waiting list to get on it? It's like,
oh yeah, absolutely. You don't get on Paul Floggin's boards without you get there and you're on there year after year after year until somebody leaves.
So you get money on everyone that ends up 8 and 5.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how many games are actually played in the tournament. It's like 100 or something, isn't it?
Anyway,
it's 32 this weekend.
Yeah, the 16 and then 8 and then 4. But to get to all the way down to the semifinals and get $400 out of the deal, or if you win the top one, it's like $1,500 just for having numbers. You don't even have to pick teams. That's the beauty of it, Raven.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You don't have to pick teams or players like Zion Williamson.
Well, John thought he could probably get you on sometime if you wanted to be
on the board. The way John broke down that board actually sounded pretty entertaining. Don't got to take the time to fill out a bracket. And I keep a very just loose eye on the college hoops game, but just to stay that tuned in, it takes a lot.
It sounds like sometimes that's the better way to know, that you don't watch any and you just guess by color or what school you've been to.
Well, isn't that always the way it works? It's usually some woman that sat down and I like those orange uniforms and I like this guy's hair color and I like this guy's lifestyle.
I went there in 1963 and I...
Yeah.
Well, it's always fun watching keeping an eye
blindly picking
on some of these
opening round matchups because there's always the long shots, the 1 seed versus the 16 seed and the 2 seed versus the 15 seed, seeing those upsets, they've only happened like, a handful of times in the March Madness history.
Yes.
Yeah, the first couple, the 1 versus 16.
Yeah.
Waking her back up.
2 versus 15.
We got to make sure Raven's awake. She looks a little sluggish tonight. I don't know.
That looks like booze to me, doesn't it?
Is it?
It looks like a seltzer to me.
It is not, actually. It's a...
Bubble up.
Bubbler. It's a very healthy drink. It's actually like 5 calories and like no sugar. No sugar. So, yeah, my boyfriend has me on this healthy kick. I go to the gym now and...
Flips you around, spins you up your side of your head. I see him pick you up once in a while.
Takes you dancing at Arthur's Bar.
Yeah, they're always doing that deep bend. I see that too.
I you guys actually follow me on like social media and stuff. I love that. Because well, I didn't tell you where I was going. Yeah. Did I? No, I didn't.
Well, I knew. I know where Arthur's Barn is.
Everyone knew but me, I guess. I don't know.
Is there a horse there?
Does Katie? No. I don't know if Katie knows Arthur's Barn.
Ed,
do you know what Arthur's Barn is?
I don't know.
She doesn't look like she does.
No. She knows where Zion's.
She listens to rock, guys. She don't listen to that much country. All right, do you?
So
no, you don't.
Albatross or...
Yeah.
Sample?
Yeah, we'll hit up. Oh,
Keith. You want to see what Keith put there? He gave you. You're asking earlier.
Lombardi received a scholarship to Fordham in 1933.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. Well, I thought he coached at Grambling then.
I don't know. All I know is Eddie Robinson.
I thought there was a connection to Grambling.
Well, I bet Bill. If you say so, I bet there is, because nobody knows college football like you do. There's no doubt about it.
I think you need to get on them a little bit. They're calling you a liar.
Okay. We got the Churchill ad coming up, though. Here it is, right?
Yep. All right.
Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall.
God. Waiting for that ad. I was just doing a little research on Zion Williamson for Katie over here. I wanted to make sure she had all the facts.
I love him. I think Monty is. I think you like him because you've brought him up so many times and he just drifts away from my mind. So you're the one that likes him.
Monty's hero.
Yeah. Sounds like
it. Want to hear about the New York Knicks?
Yep.
No, you don't.
The New York Knicks? I got a little information on the Knicks this week.
Yep.
This lifetime. Raven, you want to hear about the Knicks?
Yes, I do, Monty.
Yes, I do.
We want to hear about the Australian Open.
What is that?
Oh, that was
golf?
That was over
Isn't that golf?
Tennis? What is it?
The Australian Open. It's tennis?
It is tennis.
I feel so bad. She's not going to let me live that down now.
No. Yeah,
I know. As long as if it's like an open, I just assume that it's golf. Seriously, that's the name of all the big golf tournaments, like Pebble Beach Open,
the British Open,
the
U.S. Open,
See, So that's where I got that.
Say that again. I like that.
The U.S. Open.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
We haven't had the Pina Colada girls in here together for a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think they got disbanded.
Well, I think they did. I think they
we can start up again anytime we want, okay?
Yeah, we can, actually.
I already got topics. Don't even.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
Topics.
Yeah.
I got topics.
I actually got
Sounds like Jackie
too.
Boo into the tropics or something. I don't know.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk.
Yeah. Paul will
sports show.
Book them for sure.
Oh. Yeah. Holly Day in that white couch.
Jeez, that's like right up your alley over there, Katie. All right, so we got all these games going on. You said South Dakota State's playing tonight?
I think they're playing pretty close to like right now.
I'm running up and down the print is so small and my eyes are so bad.
The print is
Raven, you should be able to see this.
Okay, what am I looking at? The
South
women's
Dakota
or the
State.
Men's? Men's, okay.
But the women are playing too. But I don't think the women are playing.
Oh,
today.
They're South Dakota State.
Women's. All I got is the women's. I got two women's.
Okay, South Dakota State is playing Iowa State tonight.
In Omaha, too, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
See it over here?
Okay.
I'm putting it on you. There you go.
Okay, so 16 Wagner. Am I reading the highlighted line, I'm assuming?
Well, that's the games from last night, right? The highlighted ones?
Yeah, those were the games from yesterday.
Go ahead and throw them up there. There was four games last night?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Wagner, 16-15. Colorado State, 24-10. Grambling State,
we were just talking about.
20-14, and then Colorado 24-10.
Well, no, that's their records, but we just want the winner. Score. Is the score there?
The score should be.
Raven is.
Isn't it 24-10?
That's their record.
And the score for each team, what they scored in each one, is to the left in each box.
The second,
at least on the top.
Second
the top
set of numbers.
So that'd be Colorado playing Boise.
Okay.
And then the scores are. On the top right,
top or LR.
So Colorado played Boise. There's a score when they scored in each
game. Oh,
because 24-10 would be a low score.
You know what?
the
I don't know brackets. I'm just here to read. I don't know what I'm reading.
Sorry.
Hey, at least we just didn't give her logos.
Well,
that was the funniest episode.
I heard some stuff on this Virginia team.
Which Virginia team?
Well, the Virginia team that got beat by Colorado State. Well, Colorado State was not the
Colorado State's
team.
Basically a small
but
school.
Virginia
compared to,
is normally.
So, University of Virginia?
Right.
Oh, yeah, Ralph Sampson School.
And it's supposed to be a really good team.
Right, usually.
Well, the experts all said that they should have not made the tournament at all.
Virginia.
Right. And they said that. They got beat by like 25 points by Colorado State, and Colorado State is horrible. So there was no way that Virginia should have ever been in the tournament.
And Monty, I got you some first-round scores right now, right up there.
Well, Raven?
From today.
Oh, I can read that.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Those Missouri State, 69, 1 over... What state is
well,
MS?
Well, it's actually Michigan State.
Michigan,
And who's the second?
Mississippi.
Mississippi State?
Yeah.
You know what?
I saw some of that game.
And then the Duquesne BYU game is the one I listened to. That was a close game.
That was an upset.
Yeah, upset. And then
this is going to be the next thing. Yeah, the state initials. This is going to be their next thing. They're just going to hand me
I'll back
letters.
You up here.
Take it from Akron there. Go ahead.
Akron? Okay, 62.
What's their nickname?
Flyers.
Zips.
Flyers?
Is it Zips?
Zips.
You would know.
Creighton to 77. Long Beach, 65. Arizona, 85. Wagner, 62. To UNC, 90. What? Oh!
The next one.
UNC! Woo! Okay. Moorhead.
Is that Zion School?
No, I'd be Duke.
Moorhead isn't a state.
Moorhead, Kentucky. Is
oh, this okay. I was going to say.
Moorhead and Fargo?
Not Moorhead, Minnesota, no.
Okay.
He's messing us up, though.
Come on. Dale, the heck?
Where's the Moorhead score? Back up. There she is.
Moorhead. Why is it an eagle? Okay. I need these logos.
Moorhead State. Wow.
I need these logos, because why is Moorhead an eagle? That makes no sense.
I don't know. I thought it had been a bottle of whiskey or something in Kentucky.
Like, what is Nevada's logo? Is that a bear? What is that?
No.
Panther?
It's just the Moorhead State Eagles.
I think they're the Wolves.
Nevada is? This is not Jerry Tarkanian's old school.
No, that's... Las Vegas.
It's Vegas.
Nevada.
The Running Rebels.
Right.
So Raven, Oregon.
Yep, Oregon.
And South Carolina. You know what the name of the South Carolina team is?
Huh. What is it, Monty?
You know?
Spit it out.
Katie, you don't know?
No, I don't.
Dale, do you want to help us out? You know what the South Carolina team is?
Look it up.
Oh, you don't got it.
I know the answer, Dale.
What is it?
So if I was at the University of South Carolina right now and I was wearing a cap in support of the team, my cap would say Cox on it. Gamecocks. the South Carolina Gamecocks, but it'd be shortened to Cox on my hat. That's what they wear out there. What do you think, Raven?
I'm not surprised at all.
Go.
Yeah, so
the Zion fan over here might like that, though. Would that be the what we should get you?
The camera's on me. Thank you for that.
Should we get you a Gamecocks hat?
Yep.
And then a Zion T-shirt?
Yep.
You'd be fit.
Man
right
Crush
there.
Monday.
Oh, Zion Williams.
Would it be?
If we bring back our show, we're doing Man Crush Monday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of interesting on the way here. I was listening to the radio, and Dan Barrero says that some guy in the game today had a wardrobe malfunction.
Uh-oh. Balls jiggling, hanging out.
Must be Zion up to his old thing.
That's what I thought it was going to be. But apparently the guys all dress at the motel and then get on the bus to go to the game. Well, they got to the game and stuff, and they started warming up, and the guy had his shorts on backwards.
Oh.
He didn't even know that he put his shorts on the wrong way. So they apparently just had a huddle.
So he could flip around?
Right before the game.
I guarantee you that is not the weirdest thing that team has seen. I guarantee it. Is this your brother?
Yeah, who is this?
Rock and Roll John. Yeah, he's I don't know where he's at right now, but he says what? Moonshine bottle for Kentucky.
I love how blunt he is. Nevada's just a sewer rat.
Yeah.
Just a sewer rat, Nevada.
Yeah, well,
great.
He's lived out there. He knows. He's on the road right now. I'm not sure where he's at.
Well, that's a wolf pack or something, because that's where Colin Kaepernick is from.
Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know who that is, surprisingly.
Oh, you've been doing some kneeling, have you?
You're so funny tonight.
In protest, not that other thing.
I like how he went immediately to the dirty, and I was actually talking about the protesting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Zion?
You want to know who else did
Monty?
That?
Monty?
What?
Sorry.
Zion?
No, okay. Monty?
What?
You need a sound effect for that.
I don't have a sound effect.
No, we want this to be a sports program instead of about Monty's perversions.
Monty, do you still want to do March Madness, or do you want to shift gears?
No, we might as well run through the rest of those games. Put them back up there. Because Raven's on a roll.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Well, because, you know, anytime we have mascots and logos, it's always a treat. Oh, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah,
and
it
Dayton,
is.
And Dayton, what do you think Dayton's, who they are?
Now that one I know.
You know that one?
It's self-explanatory, like. Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Okay. What's the Dayton's nickname?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
The Days? I don't know.
I think they're the Flyers.
They're the Flyers. That's who I thought the other one was. But yeah, they're the Flyers.
That actually makes sense. I like that logo. Okay, Oregon. Excuse me, Oregon, 87 to Carolina or to South Carolina, 73.
What was that South Carolina team?
That was
South Carolina.
What were
we
they called?
We just talked about it. The game.
The Gamecocks.
Whoa. Okay.
But that would definitely be an upset there.
Yes. Yes.
But what? As I say, I did watch.
Boy, I heard the echo back there.
Alrighty.
We're gonna reverb that over and over and over. It might be the beginning of the show from now on.
Jeez. The Nevada Sewer Rats, 60 to Dayton, 63. Colorado State, 11 to Texas, 27. Oakland, 23 to Kentucky, 20.
You know where Oakland is?
Progress.
You know where Oakland is?
I'll probably get it wrong. Where?
Well, Oakland's in California, right?
Okay.
The regular Oakland. This Oakland is in... Where is it, Monty? Michigan?
Boy. Yeah, it's not in
No, it's not in California. Not in California.
Bill. We'll have to have Keith
NDSU used to play Oakland.
Yeah.
In the league that they were in. And there it's like the Horizon League.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of the Horizon League?
Yeah.
Monty, these games, the rest of these games are currently in progress. Do you want the women's scores?
Yeah, why don't we jump over there?
Oh, look at, you got South Dakota State there. You should update that one.
But what's the score
there,
Raven?
That's not looking good.
South Dakota State, the number 15 seat, versus Iowa State, the number 2 seat.
Yeah, 7-22. Good God.
Oof. They didn't get off the bus.
Yeah, they're still wandering around the hotel lobby.
Trying to put their pants on the right way.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Raven, let's see. You got the women's scores, too?
I will in just a second here. All right. Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Hey, I didn't totally butcher it. Oh. To 49 to Sacred Heart 42.
That's kind of low scoring.
Is Sacred Heart a football school or a golf a hockey school?
Oh, that's what Chandler used to be. They used to be Sacred Heart.
Well, back at it, Raven. It's yours.
Yep, and then Columbia 68 to Vanderbilt 72. Belmont 77.
Where the hell is Belmont?
I don't even know that one, Monty.
I know.
I think it's in Maryland.
Well, yeah, I bet it is. And well, not just, or New York.
Yeah, it's just in the, on the East Coast. Yeah.
Ball State, 59.
You like that one?
It's so random, the Ball State.
Ball State?
Heck if I know.
That's where, what's his name's from? David Letterman's from Ball State.
So Indiana.
Yeah.
George Mason, 70. Penn State, 69. Arizona, 23. Auburn, 19.
So these are games in progress.
Yep.
Less than 11 versus 11 there. So
that's a nice matchup.
High Point, 29. Virginia, 43.
Where is High Point? Boy.
High Point's in North Carolina.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I know it's like a military school.
Huh.
High Point Academy or whatever.
Well, St. John's. Mm. Oh.
Must be Supersonic.
Here I am.
Supersonic Steve.
Hello, hello, hello from the West Coast.
Hello.
So Raven's running through the games in progress in the women's NCAA. And she's having a really good time with these school names and logos and locations.
Are good here, right?
Yeah, they're all in progress. We did run through some of the other ones. So far, I'm pretty certain that her favorite team name was the South Carolina team.
You know, Gamecocks?
No,
yeah, that
no,
one.
No.
And
Monty's talking shit again.
And we've got she liked that one. I don't know. We're getting her T-shirts and hats.
But, Keith, I like how it switched because you said that to Katie. Well, how did that get to me?
Well, we've got. I think it's Cottonwood that's a block off Belmont there, Keith.
Well, it's in the other direction. It's like literally sandwiched in between Cherry and.
So, Raven, I was looking on your Facebook thing with your picture of you riding your horse.
Yeah.
Damn, that thing is a monster. Shit, I couldn't believe how big that thing is.
Well, thank you. I think. Yeah, no, he's pretty big.
He should be pulling a Budweiser trailer.
No kidding.
I wouldn't hesitate to pull a truck with him, honestly. He'd probably could do it.
So is that one of the bigger horses? I mean, I don't know horses for Adam, but is that like a big, I mean, compared to any other horse? It looked big.
Yep. So Andy is half draft. A draft horse is one of those bigger, heavy horses that is just built for pulling. You usually see him behind a wagon or a plow, like Clydesdales. Clydesdale is a draft breed.
Budweiser.
Wow. Yeah, Budweiser horse.
Oh, the Clydesdales. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it looks like one.
But he's half draft.
But when she's out riding in the fields, going pretty good.
Yeah. No complaints at all. you think I would be tired of hearing that, but I still find it funny. Your horse is so big. Yes. Yeah, he is.
Well, it's, you know, it's big, but, you know, it's beautiful. I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know.
Guess who's also ridden my horse?
Really?
He won't know. Hi, Supersonic Steve. This is Katie. I'm not here that often, but.
Oh, yeah.
Katie's a regular on some of their other shows and been a producer and used to come in here on the sports show quite a bit, and her and
I remember.
And her and Raven would go off in the Pina Colada song and do that kind of stuff. I call them Pina Colada girls, and we haven't had her around much in recent weeks, but she's here today. I kind of coaxed her a little bit.
Yeah.
But I did ask her a question, Supersonic.
No.
And I said, I'm wearing a UNC. No. I'm wearing a UNC T-shirt tonight.
Oh, we don't need to hear this.
No, Monty, we've already talked about
that. That's like the 18th time you said this.
I asked her.
Hey,
I asked her.
Cut his mic off.
Yeah.
I asked her to name one basketball player from University of North Carolina.
And she said Pete Maravich.
No, she said Zion Williamson. And so, you know what, he's been in the news most for in recent weeks.
Not good.
So between Gamecocks and Zion Williamson, the Pina Colada girls are lit.
Oh, man, you're digging some stuff up, man. You better watch yourself. Watch your back tonight, man.
No, I know. I'm getting the evil look from both sides.
I bet you are.
Monty.
That other ad?
Almost. No, we're still a little bit away from an ad here, but... I remember we wanted to bring up some UND hockey at one point because they're in the heart of playoff season.
Okay, well, UND hockey, who wants to jump on that topic?
Yeah,
who's been watching it? I kind of missed out.
Anyone make it to the games last weekend?
I did.
I made it to the
Friday game.
I made it to the Saturday game. I made it to Friday nights.
Good luck. Huh.
Heck yeah.
Weren't they big high-scoring games both for UND?
Oh, I think they were like 7-1.
7-1, 9-1?
Yeah, they dominated Miami of Ohio.
It was great.
It was so good.
Yeah, the number one team in the conference playing the bottom feeder, and they pretty much stopped them.
You know, I actually got an awesome honor on Friday. I took one of my friends to his very first hockey game.
Heck yeah.
Whoa. So excited. Whoa. He loved it.
And when she says one of her friends...
Oh, man, you are digging a deep hole, man.
Get out.
Monty.
Get out.
Was it you, Katie?
What are you doing? You're cut off.
Me. We can have a new episode of the Pina Colada Girls.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and you want to know what it's going to be? It's going to be talking shit about Monty.
We've done that a time or two. But anyway, UND Hockey.
UND Hockey, we're on a roll.
I'm so glad to have you both here.
I can tell. Yeah. You're just picking up on them. Yeah, there you go.
They're so happy to see you too, Monty.
I know.
Hey, how about
it sounds like it.
How about Hobie Hedquist really stepping up because Ludwig Pearson, for personal reasons, couldn't make it in there. Veteran goalie, their kick-ass goalie. And Hobie Hedquist only played a couple of games this season, and he had two standout performances back-to-back nights.
So who's going to be playing this week?
They haven't
confirmed yet. They have not confirmed yet. I was looking up last night, and at least as of last night, they did not confirm. But
I hope Ludwig's doing okay, though. Yeah. I didn't realize he was gone for, like, personal stuff.
They said undisclosed personal reasons.
Undisclosed personal reasons.
So that's not a head or a lower body or upper body injury then?
I'm thinking it's more like a Zion thing.
You say that name one more time, I am taking over the show when you are leaving.
Well.
We'll
have to have Paul.
Let's talk about hobby.
Yeah,
Hobie.
Here's a dumb stat for you. So, he on both nights he did just killer. He had 23 of 24 saves Friday night, 28 of 29 saves Saturday night, and his first five starts he went 5-0-0, It makes him the first UND player goalie to go 5-0-0 since Jordan Parisi in 2003-04. So, yeah, 20 years that goalie having that good of a start. So,
well, he should be our goalie next year then, right?
What year is Pearson?
I think he's
fifth year senior. Yeah, he came from that Miami team that they just played, and he was the backbone of whatever they had last year in that place. The amazing thing about the UND squad this year is that the whole defensive core was turned over from last year, and the goalie. So basically, your defense is all new guys, but most of them were like fifth year seniors. Coming from the transfer portal. Now, to get a blend of players like that that actually work together and turn out, pretty good recruiting by the UND staff to pick those guys off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a bigger deal than people realize.
That's just going to have to be the way of the future, I think. Because
apparently.
It really is.
But they did pick the right guys, and everybody seemed to fit. And really, the team has a feel. They do have that feel, Bill. I mean, we've had the squads over the years where this team could make a national championship run, for sure. There's no doubt about it. They've been in the upper echelon all season long. Jackson Blake, I don't know if there's a better player in the country.
He's in the top 10 of the Hobie Baker.
Right? And you know,
announced that this week.
One of my favorite players of all time for UND was a star of the 1997 National Championship, his dad, Jason Blake. And you want to talk about a guy that was an instigator? Not only a really good goal scorer, offensive player, but he was an instigator. I literally saw him against the Gophers, that team down in Minneapolis, you know, where he scored a goal. And then he skated in front of the Minnesota bench, and he stuck his elbow over the board and, like, clipped about four of those guys as he went by. You got to love that.
Did he get his ass kicked?
Oh, they were coming. They were coming. But he had some big defensemen on the team at the time, too. Like, Mike Commodore was on that team. And, you know, they had some guys that could throw some fists. And in those days, you could fight. There was not this crappy stuff where Mike Commodore – there was a Wisconsin player where he hit him so hard his nose turned to the side like he had a lobster on his face.
What do you think of
UND's chances this weekend here? Semifinals, they got Nebraska Omaha, who swept them in their last regular season of weekend play.
Well, I don't think that, you know, that weekend was kind of an aberration because UND had clinched the conference title the weekend before.
Right.
So then they're going down to Omaha, and Omaha is fighting for their lives to try to make it to the tournament. And so to get swept down there in Omaha when the boys are probably, you know, before they left, they were probably all in Bonzer's bar getting cranked like they normally do.
getting their nil payments.
You know, we've seen the hockey boys when they, you know, when they wrap things up, what they get like.
Well, that's quite the allegations there, Monty.
What's that?
That's quite the speculation and conjure.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it in person, so I don't need to, you know.
Conjecture.
2011. Okay, Bill, who was the number one team in the country in 2011 going into the tournament? University of North Dakota was. Who did they play in the – so the Frozen Four was in St. Paul, just like it is this year. 2011, it was the Fratton line, the Pony line they called them, right? Brad Malone, Evan Trupp, and Matt Fratton, top scoring line in all of college hockey, and they made it to the Frozen Four, and then the problem is Supersonic is there's a weekend in between.
Uh-oh.
So you have the regionals. And the four teams get to the Frozen Four, but there's a weekend in between.
I can see where this is going.
And I'm in Bonzer's Bar downtown, and that whole freaking hockey team is in there, and they're like falling down drunk, literally falling down drunk. And I'm standing there thinking to myself, you guys could have saved this for a week. You could have, you know. It just I don't see the focus. I don't see the focus.
Yeah, well, how old are they? What, 18? I don't know. 19, sure. 20, they're 20, probably in the 20, yeah. 21. Yeah.
When I was
yeah.
in, this is yeah. new, though.
That's how the better. Tennis players act.
But yeah, well, yeah, Katie over here, you can't keep her sober for a minute.
Man, you are digging a deep hole, man. I'm telling you.
She was telling me, you're going to need it.
What planet are you from tonight?
She was telling me she likes gin, really like lots and lots of gin. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like Ginny Weasley. Like, yes, yeah, I can see that. Like,
oh, look at you sticking up for her.
Yeah, because you're picking on her hardcore. What the hell, you bully?
He just misses me.
That's one drink I will not drink. Gin. No. No, I had a bad experience with gin once. And, yeah. Evergreen trees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it might have been hallucinogenics to go with it. No? All right, we what do we got?
Albatross.
All right, we got to do this ad. Dale's on the ad now. Girls, you're free for a second.
Monty.
Off right. Wrong? Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
Anyway, welcome back, Monty.
Did we get rid of him?
Yes.
The magic. Yes. Finally. Woo.
Katie.
No.
Katie,
Raven Katie, after the show.
Katie,
Raven after the show.
Katie.
Raven after the show. Anyway, sports.
Katie switch. Katie switch.
My bad. Hello.
Katie Bill, switch to hear got? Raven. Katie switch to hear Raven.
Oh. Sorry. My bad. Raven after the show. After the show. Anyway, sports.
Oh, it better be.
Yes, after the show.
Oh, yeah. We're talking sports.
Yeah, yes, we're talking sports. Okay.
I got one thing for Raven here.
Yes.
So, I don't think I flipped my switch over.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that.
Oh, it's okay. No. So, you're talking about bringing people to hockey games for the first time. So, my niece and nephew went to their first UND hockey game last weekend. Ooh. And so, I was catching up with them on intermissions, and my sister was shooting me, like, little updates for them. She goes, "You should hear your nephew. He says, go green team." A little later, "He's so cute. He says, go green team. Then he says, we're so high up like a bronchosaurus, but not a T-Rex." Emoji.
Okay.
There you go.
That level of innocence.
Oh, Katie.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, there
that
we go.
That level of innocence must be protected at all costs.
Yes.
I love how he had to be specific about the dinosaur. I love it.
He's three. He's three. So, yeah, he's at that right age, and he's totally enraptured. Him and my niece had a great time. Yeah. Hockey fans for life, yo.
I love that. I love that. He knows his dinosaurs already, and he's three.
He's a dinosaur kid. He's definitely a dinosaur kid.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, like a brontosaurus.
I want that on a shirt. Mm-hmm. I want that on a shirt. Like a brontosaurus.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah.
So, is there any other sports topics you guys would like to go to next?
I thought
we're
going
to
talk to tennis since she's in the driver's seat
over
there.
Oh, I guess. So, as far as tennis, I know that the UND, actual UND, not the club team, the actual, they play this Saturday at 10 o'clock, I believe, at Choice against Omaha because I have a tennis player in my class.
Ooh.
I do. So, that's the tennis.
Gal or guy?
Guy.
Well, they're actually pretty good.
Oh, you could stay, Katie.
No, I'm good.
I know.
I don't remember the buttons.
Shh. Go ahead, Bill. You're on. I was saying that I thought the UND tennis team is actually pretty good, aren't they?
They are very good.
For the conference?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
They're in the top couple, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You still there, Supersonic?
Yeah, I am. I wanted to throw in, did you see the comments on the NBA of trying to tighten down the defensive program versus what it is right now, which is no defense?
Absolutely. There's only one team in the league playing defense. It's called the New York Knicks.
Yeah, you're right.
They held three teams under 80 points in a row. And then they
finally someone kind of stepped up and said, "Hey, man, this league is getting too."
No, it's bullshit. Nobody wants to see jacked up threes all day long, every trip after trip, and the 3 and 4 step euro step travels and the palming of the ball and all. Katie, you watching the NBA? You tired?
No, I don't watch NBA. I don't.
Just Zion Williamson.
Just Zion Williamson. Okay. I keep up with him.
What about you?
I'm going to start.
You watching the NBA?
Ridiculous.
I'm going to start bringing up Kelsey Ballerina. Yeah. Oh, my lordy.
Maybe I should.
Just because I went and saw her and I didn't think she was terrible doesn't mean you have to say the name like 70 million times.
What? Well, that got kind of worn out.
Dale, you got something over there?
Yes, yes, yes. So, Monty, Timberwolves, they've been hanging in there despite their bevy of injuries lately, huh?
Well, Supersonic, did you see the Anthony Edwards dunk from the other night?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh, gosh. It was glorious. It was glorious.
Well, he dislocated his own finger in addition to injuring the guy he dunked over. That was a bomb.
But the Timberwolves are just getting hammered with injuries. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns is out until about they're pretty much guaranteeing the start of the playoffs because of his meniscus tear. And
there's some interesting discussion about that, that Karl-Anthony Towns is out until basically the end of the season now. And there's a few of us that think the Timberwolves are actually playing a little bit better without him in there jacking up 30 shots a game.
I was going to say, Anthony Edwards is stepping up, with the exception, he played his ass off the other night there, but he missed a buzzer beater against the Denver Nuggets that would have tied the game. But no, he was just killing otherwise. He did that great dunk that injured a player, a big highlight reel dunk, which was just, oh my gosh,
so
John Collins on Monday night.
So how many points did he get for that dunk?
I think he got
the same as he would if he shot a layup.
Mr. Pragmatic over here.
Well... Yeah. He wanted to go to the hospital and get his finger all checked out, I guess.
Yeah, because, he had to get it.
I think he was probably over the rim, and he probably could have just dropped it in, couldn't he have?
It was crazy. I got on here. Yeah, he had to, like, tape his fingers together to play the next game. It was nuts. Yeah, but he actually dislocated a finger. He got it popped in later that night.
Well, you know, real men would just pop it back in before even the play stopped and just do it while you're going up the court without having to bother with training staff and thinking about going to hospitals and tape until the next time out. But that's just me.
Not everybody loved it when Monty dunked in high school. Oh.
Rudy Gobert has been dealing with a rib sprain also, and then Naz Reid got a head injury. But those are both minor injuries. They're listed as day-to-day, and they should be back within the next couple of games. But
was that funny, Supersonic? You're making it sound like Monty couldn't do that.
Just a guess. Being about the same height, weight back in high school, if I got on a jumping board, I could probably dunk it. But
Monty had a 48-inch vertical jump.
No, Monty could take a volleyball and dunk it with either hand, but a basketball was a different thing.
Oh. I could do it with a softball. I had never tried a volleyball, but I was just a little.
Because you got to be able to palm it if you're trying to dunk one-handed. It's easier to dunk one-handed than it is with two. And if you have enough spring in your legs to dunk with two, you might as well be, playing in the NBA or something.
Right. Now we were, I was a little before Monty, and you couldn't dunk when I played.
Oh yeah.
We didn't have the 3-point line.
No, me either. So we couldn't do that either. It was technical.
Did you have a 3-point line?
No, no 3-point.
No, we didn't either.
You wouldn't dunk before the game either and get a technical?
You couldn't dunk in the game. You couldn't dunk before the game.
No, layups, nothing. Pre-game layups, nothing, no.
But now Deng Deng, he gets dunks every game.
Well, I'm glad you brought him up because he's up for Mr. Basketball in North Dakota. And last weekend he was named the Senior Athlete of the Year. And the 4-win squad ran into the Devil's Lake squad in the
Airport,
the regional, the airport. You know, between these
Bill, two, I love you,
between,
man.
Between these two girls and Bill, I'm gonna
you
start
gotta
a,
love Bill. He always throws that in there real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a fire. Is what I'm gonna do.
Katie, I wouldn't blame you if you left.
See, we're not even doing anything. We're just sitting here. Yeah, just got a problem with us. Just our
just a problem.
Atmosphere. What's the word? Presence is just getting to you.
It's the estrogen.
Oh shit. You better stop, man. You got to fucking stop.
You,
I mean, I'm telling you.
You're digging today, Monty.
One more outburst.
You owe me a soda.
Monty, do we need to cut you off early today?
Can we send Sandy down here to pick him up?
Yeah, Sandy.
Ring a link. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. You guys.
So, Monty, one of your topics was actually ding, ding. You wanted to say
that's
how
right. Yeah, ding, yeah. Ding is up for Mr. Basketball, but it was kind of tough to watch when Four Winds got knocked off by Devil's Lake. Devil's Lake and Four Winds were like basically the two best teams in that region, and then they ended up squaring off in that early round, and then Four Winds ended up having to try the backdoor through Grafton, and Grafton had the game plan for them where Ding Ding, they shut everybody down except him. Nobody could stop him. But
I thought I saw the list of players, too, that were up, and I think it was that Hagler kid.
Yeah, the Hagler kid.
He was from Candu.
Yep.
And then one of those twins that was on Bowman.
Oh.
Remember seeing those guys?
Nope.
No, there was a pair of twins that they had mustaches, too. So,
oh, yeah, I saw those guys. I saw those guys. I always like high school players with facial hair.
And then
they're trying as hard as they can.
I saw Fargo. I saw only one Class A guy or Double A guy was a Fargo North kid.
But Wiley DeLorme from Devil's Lake is also one of them.
Is he?
And so Wiley DeLorme and Deng Deng play on traveling teams all summer together. And Wiley
and probably that Nelson kid too.
Well, not on those Indian traveling teams. Oh. They don't invite him.
Oh.
He's got to go play with the white kids.
So do you have like AAU back there?
They do
basketball. Yeah, like traveling leagues and
they go down to
special tournaments.
They go down to Minneapolis and get on an AAU team.
And then the native teams typically go out west and play all over the place in South Dakota, Montana.
They go to Vegas and places like that too,
win coats and things like that. Katie's trying to duck out on us. Apparently, Zion's on TV tonight.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to rewatch this freaking episode.
And you know what? I am not going to go 30 seconds without hearing that name.
Uh-huh.
And it's bad. It's bad. Seriously, every 30 seconds, Monty.
Well, she answered the question.
Yeah, funny.
Monty?
Yeah?
Do I hear some tension there?
Monty, I got some groundbreaking news for you.
Oh, groundbreaking news.
Groundbreaking news.
All right.
I saved a topic for you for the halfway point in the show. I'm like, I saw this. This is definitely news.
All right.
For Monty, actually, the whole table.
Newsworthy?
Very, very newsworthy. Monty, guess who's debuting his first episode of a new podcast this Tuesday?
Is it?
I already have too many.
Is the podcast here in this studio?
No, this is a national podcast. This is broadcasting video and audio. It isn't a GFBS show. This
don't
is.
Don't tell me it's Katie's boyfriend.
Oh, hey!
No.
No, it is the only LeBron James.
I quit. I quit.
Me too.
I quit.
LeBron James. And
what's he going to talk about? How great he is?
It will be called Mind the Game with LeBron James and J.J. Redick. And they say it will be centered entirely around basketball.
He's going to be talking about how injured he is and how much of
a victim he is and all this other shit. Like, guy's a bruised banana. Like, for real. Like, these injuries aren't injuries. If I dislocated my finger while riding, I'll just jam it right back into the horse's neck because odds are he's the motherfucker that dislocated it. Seriously, like, what is this? Oh, I twisted my ankle. Get up. You're a grown man. I don't care if you twisted your ankle. Do you want me to give you a reason to cry?
Do you think he'll get more viewers than us?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Sadly, just because of his
name. He shouldn't, because he's going to be total bullshit. The guy, you know, maybe one of those books he was carrying around here a couple years ago where he was on the first.
Yeah, he still hasn't got over the first page.
Yeah, every book he had carried, still the marker was at the first page of the book. And then when they asked him about the Malcolm X book, he didn't know what the hell to say. He didn't think he was going to get asked, carrying a book around trying to look smart. Just like when they were all wearing glasses at the post-game conferences.
And none of them had glasses in them.
Yeah,
they were just...
yeah. No, none of them needed eyeglasses, but there they were looking fashionable. And I always thought, as a guy that wears glasses, that is the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Really?
It's kind of
you
funny.
Have to wear glasses? I don't remember that. Yeah. I used to. I got stuff going, you know, or no, got them cleaned up, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I wear glasses. I wear contacts. And I'm a little leery to go do the eye surgeries because I don't want pubic hairs growing on my eyeballs.
I always found stuff like that funny, though, because... No. I don't know. Like,
get on
like,
a roll, man.
With the guys... that like have tattoos on their face, like Post Malone and like Jelly Roll.
Jungle Bunny.
Whoa.
I'm on the right show. I'm on the right show.
Now we're getting it. That was as bad as Raven a couple weeks ago, but now you
I'm on the right show, man. That's all I can say.
Bill.
I meant Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I know you did, Bill. Jeez. I'm with you. You know, just ask me. I'll tell you. Yeah, he meant Jelly Roll.
Okay, so what I was going to say...
Oh, he was in Fargo this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, what is he watching? I don't want to know. No, so... When was it cool to get permanent tattoos on your face?
It's never been cool. Let me step up and say that's never been cool. That's the ugliest thing I could ever think of.
Well, I'm well aware, but the thing is like these famous like singers and whatnot, they have millions and millions of followers. They make so much money. It's just like, does anyone just stop and think that guy looks so dumb? Why am I giving him my money? Like, I want to know why the people that were at a sleepover, instead of a Sharpie, their friends found a freaking tattoo gun. Because, like, that's exactly what it is. You were the first one to fall asleep at a sleepover, and they had a tattoo gun. You cannot tell me anything otherwise.
Well, that was, yeah.
I think they would wake up.
Well, so that's the continuation of shaving your eyebrows off and using the Sharpie on drawing mustaches on you and all your buddies taking their genitalia out and hanging in your face and taking Polaroid pictures.
That's funny. Okay, that's blackmail. Okay, but
Supersonic, you ever had any guys like that?
I've never met a guy that's ever done that. No, I never have.
So,
no, I've never met a guy that's done that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Well, good for you.
I strictly don't like people.
Don't put me on a lie detector test. That's all I can say.
No, I strictly don't like people that just make dumb decisions. Like if you have "I make dumb decisions" written on your face. No, I don't like you. I'm not going to buy your music. You make dumb decisions. Like, if it's that bad where you were that high or that drunk or you honestly thought that was a good idea, like, oh my God. So where I was going with this is the whole glasses thing. That's almost just as dumb. And the only reason the face tattoos tops it is because that shit's permanent. You could take off glasses. But, like, The thing is you're in the public eye all the time. You wear glasses one time. People are going to think you're intelligent. No one thinks you're intelligent. I think you're a freaking victim because you can't not get injured. You are a grown-ass man, okay?
I want to get a face tattoo so I don't ever have to have a job again because you can't get a job if you have a face tattoo.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I want to be the guy sitting across the desk when the guy comes in for an interview and he's got like his ears stretched out and all these piercings and all the face tattoos and you're trying to ask him about responsibility and whether or not he's a leader or a follower. I'll tell you what.
I've been on the other side of the table on that same exact conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Would you say follower?
I would say that it's disturbing, to be honest with you, or you got guys with, you know, earrings that are 6 inches around and I don't know what they're called, where there's zero, holes in them and shit like that. And I'm thinking, do I want this guy representing my company going on a job site and meeting the general?
This whole rebellion, like rebellious thing would gotten way too far. Like whatever happened to Uncle Jesse? Like with the long hair, the mom tattoo with the heart or whatever, that was rebellious. But it wasn't bad. You don't have a literal tattoo of the crown of thorns on your head. You're not Jesus. If anything, it's honestly sacrilegious.
Yeah.
You go out in public like that. You go out. The only reason women even find you attractive is because they know that you have money. That is the only reason. So you're not going to get an actual job, which he doesn't need to because people like rap. His rap. Whatever.
Oh, Jelly Roll?
No, he doesn't have a core or the crown. I think the crown is Post Malone. Oh, he has the upside down cross, which is also sacrilegious.
Very, very, yes.
Which I am dumbfounded that no one, like the mass majority, haven't figured out that almost every single artist that isn't a country artist is 100% sacrilegious or demonic.
Boy, you're taking us to a deep trench here.
I'm just saying, give me a song.
I thought the NBA was demonic.
Oh, that too, yeah. It could just be dumb.
We got to do an ad. I'm not sure if I'm going to make
money. Hey, let's watch the Cougs tonight. We got a big game tonight.
The girls or the guys?
Yeah.
The girls or the guys?
So just to...
Who is boy. That? Who is Ronnie Radke?
Well, my little brother John, the rock and roller, has been... what the fuck? He's talking about me getting teabagged on a tour. What the fuck are you talking about?
You can stay forever, John.
But he also says, Jungle Buddy, what the hell is Bill watching?
Oh, fuck, man.
Falling in Reverse. That's a band. That's a band.
He was with them.
I think I like a few of their songs, but it's gotten so bad to the point.
But we got to do this ad.
Yes.
All right. And I'm gonna Churchill's shoes gone.
Yeah, they're gone. It's the River Cinema ad, and I like it when Raven does it. Actually.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Fire away! Right. Fire away! Fire away! Let's see what you got. Hey. Let's see what you got.
Bullying me.
Yeah. Come on, let's see what you got.
Well, you weren't here last week, so we had to get everything we can get out of you.
Okay. Make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination in the River Mall, East Grand Forks. Either dine inside the movie memorabilia-packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Arthur the King, Knox Goes Away, you know what? I'm reading the wrong one. I'm reading 315. I should be reading this one. So it's Godzilla versus Kong, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Immaculate. That's kind of cool. I wonder what that's about. King Arthur, or Arthur the King, Knox Goes Away, Kung Fu Panda 4, Love Lies Bleeding, Calabrini, cool, Imaginary, Dune Part 2, Ordinary Angels, and then Migration. Ooh, I might go, you know what? Migration? I might go there. I like River Cinema. So, find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Do not forget about Tuesday $5 movie specials all day long and $5.50 senior matinee specials on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages and is family owned and operated.
That was for the
senior
discounts.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, see, very nice. See, I think people like that better than me sometimes, and I'm not so sure.
I'm not saying that. I thought she did a nice job. You know, you do a good job, but she did a good job.
No. We know you stick up for her.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, she needs it. So apparently, John says the following in reverse guy named Ronnie Radke is the guy with the crown of thorns tattooed on his head.
I don't know. There's so many nowadays.
Stupid. Just stupid. It really is. I
That's literally what it is, though. It's like you have, I make unintelligent decisions and I'm going to post that on my face. Literally. Does anyone else think like that?
Well,
because that's the most unattractive thing I've ever seen. You could be 600 pounds and you'd be prettier than the guy with a cross in the middle of his forehead. It's ridiculous.
You got any thoughts on that, Dale?
This is completely outside my wheelhouse.
Yeah, Mr.
For face tattoos, is this Mike Tyson is what comes to mind. He's the one that popularized it.
Yeah, well, he did.
What about Bill? What's Bill think of it?
Well, I'll go to the card. How many of those people did you hire that came in with face tattoos?
Zero. Okay.
That's probably where.
Zero.
You racist.
I am racist.
You biased racist guy.
Oh my gosh.
Not hiring those guys with all the shit on their faces.
Seriously, it's going to be the new thing because people just can't accept they make stupid freaking decisions. We are human. We do make stupid decisions, but at least the majority doesn't post it on their face. Okay? People need to actually start owning up to their shit. It's ridiculous because that's going to be the next thing. It's not going to be racism like we're dealing with now. It's going to be tattooism. It's going to be tattooism.
Do you have any tattoos?
Modificationism. Oh,
so we're discriminating against people with ink on their bodies.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
No, I'm not discriminating against them, so to speak. I just. You know, if the guy's an idiot, he's an idiot. I don't care if he's got ink on his face or not.
It's just like racism.
But most of the people that have ink on their face are idiots. Or what they wouldn't have put it on.
Yeah. No.
Is that fair?
No, well, I like I said, absolutely. I describe it as a follower. That everybody thinks they're unique when they're doing all the same shit everybody else is doing. But they're not. Huh? They're just sheep. They're just sheep.
You got to bring something to the table. But,
I mean, if you come and you got a freaking wooden spike in the top of your head, I might hire you. You know?
Yeah,
because
for
you're
what?
Different, because you're different.
You know
for
what?
You're
doing,
being a unicorn?
Know?
What? Yeah.
Well, or if you rode a great big horse, I might hire you.
Money. I hope it's actually like to a job that actually requires that as a skill. All I'm saying. Is I'm not saying that either any of us are actually like looking at that as like so much of a negative, but I am saying just watch like race or not racism, but like how big it is right now. It's going to be with the tattoos and the body modifications. It's going to be that. That's the next thing. People are going to be like, you can't discriminate. No.
Well,
free speech is going to be the next thing.
That follows right up with the alphabet soup stuff.
I mean, it does. It really
because
does.
Because I identify as a feathery tickler, you have to respect me.
Yeah.
But now we can do everything. It's like, 900 genders, right?
Monty.
I hear Monty in the background. Monty. Like, come on, we're touching some issues.
900 genders. Okay, back to sports.
No, we got about 10 minutes left. Just a heads up. I got a random topic for you. Did any of you watch that quarterback show on Netflix last season? Did you?
No.
I did. Yeah, I watched it.
Did you guys see they announced the sequel coming out this season?
Who's in it?
Yep. Instead of being called quarterback, it's going to be called receiver and focusing on five NFL receivers. It's going to be focusing on Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And it'll be an eight-episode
drama. What about my boy here in Seattle, man? The big kid, man. TK.
He didn't make the cut.
I didn't see him announced for it, but or did you see that, wow. Steve?
I thought he made it, but maybe obviously he didn't. So
I liked the quarterback show. I only saw a few episodes, but I liked what I saw. So
I did too. Well, they had what?
Kurt.
Probably five.
Kirk Cousins,
there a kid from
Pat Mahomes,
the Montana or Minneapolis or Minnesota kid,
yep,
was in it.
Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I think it focused on three.
Where
do
you go, Atlanta?
Yeah, it's with the Falcons.
And the Vikes are spinning circles trying to figure out who their quarterback's going to be.
Don't you think they should have just upped the ante and paid him? I know he was the richest guy in the world and all that, but, you know, he came in, did a nice job, didn't he?
When he was healthy and when they had a line in front of him, he was as good as any quarterback in the league. Whether or not that line would hold up and whether or not his receivers would stay on the field. You know, last year with all the injuries, well, his own, in fact, the Achilles and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'm torn with that because they paid the dude a lot of money, man. He was the highest paid quarterback for a while.
Absolutely.
And didn't really perform very well. One playoff win. I don't know. Bill, do you think that was worth it?
No.
I don't know how you can say a guy's worth that much or not worth that much. I guess, you know, if he wins a Super Bowl, then it was a good decision.
Well, isn't that – yeah, well, so when the trend in the NFL is quarterbacks that can scramble and run like Mahomes, and then you're a pocket quarterback like Tom Brady basically –
Or Kirk Cousins.
Well, that's what I mean. Kirk Cousins was like a clone, basically, of Tom Brady, but not without the fanfare and everything else to go with it. And then, like a guy like you, who actually got to be in camp and around a guy like Burt Jones. That was a guy who was a good
Burt Jones, Baltimore. Baltimore, wasn't he Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah.
Colts, the Baltimore Colts. Yeah,
that was a
yeah,
good team.
Yeah.
That was a good team. LSU. He was a good.
Damn right,
that,
it was.
That guy was a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take him right now. If the Vikings could get him at the quarterback, I'd take him.
Well, you could get Tommy Kramer.
Well, Tommy. You know, Tommy's an alcoholic. I mean,
he's a Minnesota guy, isn't he?
Well,
he's from Texas.
He's from Texas. He went to Rice.
But he
lives in Minnesota now.
Yeah, he still lives in Minnesota, but the dude drinks, man. And that comes. That's funny coming from me. You know,
because you're his buddy.
Well, no, two-minute Tommy. My favorite story about him was the Vikings were playing the Washington Redskins. And at the time, Dexter Manley was like an all-pro defensive end, as good as they come.
Badass dude.
And they won some Super Bowls at what Redskins
team.
Yeah. Joe Theismann.
Joe Gibbs and the wide receivers.
Yeah. But Tommy Kramer tried to fight Dexter Manley on the field.
Oh, no, that's a bad decision on his part. That's not good.
But he was not taking any shit from him. And
Manley was a bad man. Well, bad man.
Do you guys recall, Bill, the stories that came out post-Dexter Manley's career?
He was a bad man. Yeah.
Well, but he was this big, bad football player, but the dude couldn't read. You remember this?
No, it was fifth grade reading.
Fifth grade.
The guy did,
what do you think?
I don't know how he got. Guy
played like a dozen years in the NFL, was a super all pro guy, but when he was done, he could not read. What do you think of that?
Sounds like he was dedicated to the game.
Well, no, it was just people pushed him on.
Yeah.
You know, because of his
athletic such a great player. It was a great player,
Passed him on because of his skill level without actually educating him all through high school, college. And that's one of the things that I just
he probably went to North Dakota State, right?
You know, if he'd have went to the ag school, he would have been able to read even less.
How can you read negative? How, Monty? Okay,
this is a good show. I mean, okay. This is Hall of Fame stuff right now. I'm telling you, it's Hall of Fame shit.
Okay, so Dale actually brought up something I want to elaborate on, okay? Yes, Mike Tyson has a face tattoo. No, I don't think it's stupid, because...
I didn't think his was stupid.
No. You didn't call it stupid, but we were talking about face tattoos and how dumb they are. So I wanted to clarify, Mike Tyson without that tattoo does not look like Mike Tyson. Tattoo is his identity.
Yeah, it used to be the other way around. When he
first got that tattoo, everyone was like, this is not Mike Tyson.
What is wrong with you?
That's Mike Tyson right there.
Yeah, but now he's had it for like the last, 20-ish years or so? So now it's what everyone, it's like one of the first things people associate with him,
at least visually.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
And to be fair, Mike Tyson was one of the baddest dudes on the planet, so if he wants a face tattoo, I'm not going to tell him he shouldn't have one.
No shit. That'd be a good idea.
So I don't know how he did it, but Mike Tyson got a face tattoo in the best of way, because it's actually tribal, which he's paying like kudos and respect. Like, I'm not sure where it's from, but it's tribal of some sort, okay? It is not sacrilegious. It does not look terrible by any means.
No, it doesn't. I agree with that.
You know, like, it's not just like someone drew a Sharpie on this guy's face. Oh, look, he looks like Jesus. Let's give him a crown of thorns.
I agree, man. I think it's, when it first came out, I thought, oh, fuck, what are we talking about? But then, it looks okay.
Yeah, well,
a few years after he got that tattoo, it kind of lived on the big screen when he was in The Hangover in that awesome cameo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right. You're right. Yeah.
And that movie actually launched his career back up, where he started making money again after Don King stole everything.
Oh, God.
Remember,
that guy.
How many boxers over the years do you think Don King siphoned off their fortunes? Muhammad Ali.
Is he still alive? Is he still alive?
I don't know. I mean, he's got to be 90 years old, but he took Larry Holmes, he took Ken Norton, he took Joe Frazier.
Muhammad Ali.
He took all those guys.
Yeah, all of them.
So, took all their money.
Cleaners.
So
down to our last several minutes, last topics from everyone before we wrap up.
Well, you want to hear about the New York Knicks?
Yeah, let's hear about them.
Well, the New York Knicks have had a really good season right now. They're sitting in fourth in the Eastern Conference, but they have they've had lots of injuries, so they're basically starting like a big man with four guards, and Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo. You know, those three guys played college basketball together at Villanova. So
the big V.
So and they've won national championships there. And so when they play together in the NBA, there is a distinct chemistry you watch between these guys. This is real basketball, Supersonic. These guys know where each other are. They play defense.
I watch it.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. They're fun to watch.
And it is it's a throwback.
Thornburg or whatever his name is, the head coach there?
Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau has won everywhere he's ever been. Tom Thibodeau was a Pat Riley, Jeff Van Gundy disciple. Tom Thibodeau is like my age, your age. The guy's never married. He has no family. He has no kids. He has no wife. He's a basketball coach. You're not going to find a guy like this that knows basketball the way this guy does. He is dedicated to the game, and they trash him so terribly. And I'm like, this guy.
Back in New York, they do?
Oh, New York's a terrible place, man. You know, they eat you up, spit you out, one rent after another. And I'm online telling New York fans to shut the fuck up.
Hey, constantly. This dude wins wherever he goes.
Yeah,
everywhere he goes, he wins.
And then, if you don't play defense, he won't play you. So you might.
Well,
be,
you know, that's how it was.
That's how it used to be. So if all you want to do is come out there and jack up shots, you aren't hitting the floor with this guy.
Sitting on the floor.
He will send you to the end of the bench, and that's where you'll stay. Evan Fournier was this French kid that the Knicks had. They finally got rid of him. They traded him off, I don't know, Indiana somewhere. But he spent two seasons, and he's a great three-point shooter. But the guy was weaker than France in World War II on the defensive end.
What the analogy, Monty?
Well, they folded.
I got that. I caught it. Yeah, that was good.
And on that note, we are ending the show.
Or is there anything okay. Bill, Raven?
No, we can.
Hey, Raven, all I got to say
that
is keep an eye on those Cougars. Keep those Cougars in mind tonight. We're playing Drake, which I have no idea who Drake is.
Drake's,
where are they from?
Drake's a, well, Bill.
Pioneer League.
Yeah, so where's Drake at?
Well, it's I think it's Iowa.
Iowa? Yeah, I think so too.
UND hockey.
UND hockey tomorrow.
Yeah,
go UND. Okay.
So
keep an eye on the Cougs tonight.
We're
playing.
I used to see pictures of my little brother John and Leon Spinks in Vegas, and John is telling us Leon Spinks died broke. He used to occasionally pay for his haircuts in Vegas. So my brother used to pay for Leon Spinks' haircuts.
Leon Spinks is dead. What was his brother's name? Was it Michael?
Michael.
Yeah. Both big time fighters.
Well,
yeah.
Gold medals in the Olympics in 76.
Look out for Drake. That's a basketball school.
What is Drake?
Drake is.
Yeah.
A basketball school?
Same conference as Butler.
Okay. Raven, I don't have anything else. I do want to hit these two hockey players.
Yeah, go for it.
Real quick. So the Miami-Dade Police Department is investigating the death of ex-NHL player Konstantin Koltsov as an apparent suicide. It said in a statement the MDPD said it responded to an incident where a male jumped off a balcony at the St. Regis Ball Harbor Resort in Miami Beach on Monday. Additionally, the MPD said it doesn't suspect any foul play in the incident. Koltsov, 42, is a former pro hockey player who played with the Pittsburgh Penguins for three seasons but spent most of the majority of his career playing in Russia. He retired from professional hockey in 2016. So this guy took a dive off a balcony.
Yeah, that's sad.
42 years old. Former NHL enforcer Chris Simon has died at age 52. His family confirmed he died by suicide in a statement released Tuesday night. The family strongly believes and witnessed firsthand that Chris struggled immensely from CTE, so chronic traumatic encephalitis or if I can say the part.
But brain shit, yeah.
Yeah, swollen brain, which unfortunately resulted in his death. The statement provided by Simon's former agent, Paul Theofanafis, on behalf of Simon's family. So you had a 52-year-old and a 42-year-old former NHL players commit suicide this week.
And were they both enforcers or just Simon?
Just Simon. I think the other one was more of a finesse player. But when your career's over, to find that balance and what you're going to do next, because so many, I don't care what sport you're in, so many of those players, they don't realize the career is short. You know, I mean, and so like when you have a guy like Shaq who is hawking every product under the sun and making money, and he's not getting Nike and Jordan shoe endorsements. Shaq is doing all the stuff across the board. He's buying people homes, and he's going into Walmart and buying everybody's groceries and stuff. Every report I ever see says that guy is like the most genuine human being that's probably ever walked the planet for a giant like that.
Raven. I agree. I mean, he's done some really And I don't know if it's like a publicity stunt or what have you, but he does some awesome stuff for families that are in need.
Yeah.
Shoes, cars, vans, whatever
it is.
It's
constant. Every time he walks into a business, he looks around and sees like who he thinks is struggling, and then he picks up their tab. And I'm like, LeBron can't even begin to think about doing stuff like that.
Oh, fuck. That guy's a piece of shit.
All right. The anti-LeBron thing. We're going to wrap that up with the
anti-LeBron. I like that for an end point.
No, he's over the hill. He's done. That's all I know. He's over the hill. He's done. He can score 30 points, 40 points a game, but they're going nowhere. Nowhere. Not like my Knicks. Yeah. All right. That's all I got. Raven, you got anything else?
No, I do not.
Well, wait. Okay, say it in your normal voice.
No, I do not.
Oh, there you go. Is South Carolina your favorite basketball team?
No.
Bill, you got anything?
I'm tired from all the other stuff I did.
How about Dale? You got anything over there?
Go UND Hockey, and I am dreading Niners picking up Josh Dobbs as their backup QB. Oof. Yes, we shall see.
The astronaut.
Yeah, his social media response upon the new signing, the world tour continues. So we saw how well he did for the Vikes and the Cardinals last year.
Two games.
Yeah.
Two good games.
Yeah, two good games.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to wrap this baby
up. Go Cougs tonight. We got a big one. Yeah, let's see if we can get to the second row.
Let's do it. All right, Monty.
Face tattoos all around. Hey.
No face tattoos here, man. No. I don't think Bill's going to get a face tattoo. It just might.
I'm going to try to coerce him.
If I don't have a tattoo on my butt by now, I don't think I'm getting one anywhere on my body.
I don't think so. I'm full agreement with you on that one.
More than I needed to know, Bill.
Go for it, Monty.
All right. Thank you for
Take
tuning
care.
In. Hey, Supersonic.
Talk next week. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Fork Sports Highway. Catch us live every Thursday night at 6:30 right here on Grand Forks Best Source, live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and now partnering on Millions. Find our past shows by searching GFBS on your favorite podcast or social media apps. That's all for today. We'll see you next week.